CNN News Selection number 3, Young War Veterans.
Neatly uniformed, Yemeni schoolboys listen to their teacher. But this is no ordinary classroom, and these are no ordinary children. They are former child soldiers forced into battle by Houthi rebels.
This is the gun truck? Used to drive this gun truck? This is you, the driver?
Yes.
Saleh shows me a picture of him driving a rocket launcher. He was 13 at the time. I ask if he feels better for the help here.
Yes.
He's cheerful now, but what ails all the boys here are the deep unseen scars of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Psychologists at this Saudi-funded child soldier rehab center help the boys focus on the future. Even so, the past still haunts them. Naji is 12 years old. He tells me Houthis put him on the front line, forced him to drag bodies from the battlefield. His friend, 13-year-old Yunus, tells me the Houthis kidnapped him, took him to the front line. I cried during the fighting, he says. After a month and a half, I was injured in my right leg and taken to hospital. But as I got better, I escaped. At his bare two-room cinder block home, Yunus's mother knows he is one of the lucky ones to get out alive, but worries about everything he has seen. He would wake in the night with nightmares, she says, screaming, the Houthis, they're coming to take me. I would go to him and say a prayer with him. Yunus is still struggling. You see it in his eyes, hear it in his words. I saw people beside me get killed. They got a bullet in the head or the chest. I was very scared. One time I was hit. I thought I was dying. I was overcome by fear and anxiety. And even now, I feel the same way.
This project is only just beginning to scratch the surface. 81 children treated here so far, about 200 at other centres across the country. But Yemeni officials believe there are more than 6,000 child soldiers across the country and suspect as many as 20,000 children may need some sort of war rehabilitation help.
Teachers here say recruitment of children by Houthis is systematic. The UN has reported hundreds of cases. Saleh and his pictures epitomise the long road to recovery.
It's quite amazing because you can see the Katyusha here has got the rocket head on it and everything. It's all the detail.
Detail that is hard for young minds like his to let go. The greatest salvation, his friends say, sharing their stories with each other, knowing they are not alone, knowing they are not forgotten. Nick Robertson, CNN, Marib, Yemen.